When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And, you know, I did the life coaching with you and everything. And, like, I just think back to, like, who I was when I first went into your into your office and, like, who I am now. And it's just, like, crazy because we talk about all this trauma, everything that we have to face. But a lot of the times what we don't speak about is, like, transition from identifying who that person was at the beginning, the first day in the office, to who you are today. And just how, like... It's so confusing. It's so confusing because you're literally putting that old identity away. You're like, all right, this isn't me anymore. And you throw it away. And then you're literally relearning who you are and who you want to be, because now you have that choice of who you want to be, what kind of a person you want to be, what kind of life you want to lead and stuff. So that for me, like in all these years, that has been like one of the most challenging parts. Like I've had so many like, I like to call them ego deaths, you know, because it's just like, that's not Joanna anymore.
Yeah.
So who, and it's so scary because Kenny talks about the brain knowing and not knowing. And when you put, like, when you start going through that, like, new sled and you start, like, going down that new path and you form this new path, it's scary because yes. you're going to go all over the place.
Yeah, you're not just taking that same easy slope down every
time. It's scary. It's so scary. And I think that is, like, one of my biggest lessons in, like, all of this. It's just that, like, putting away your old self and, like, that identity. Because it's an identity. Mm-hmm. It's a mask. And you taking that mask off and, like, it's all raw under there. And you're just like, what do I want? It's like plastic surgery, but for your insides.
Yeah. It's that worst day cycle that you said. Like, my worst day cycle, you said there's a feeling, and then you were saying you didn't know. And, like, mine is when my mom dropped me off at my dad's in Colorado, and I was 7, and I was sitting alone in my room looking up at the stars, wishing I was with my mom. And that feeling, because I was, like, trying to think of all these days. Like, and then I got left 3 days before my wedding, like, with my 2 girls. Like, that was trauma. So that feeling that I felt.
So you picked a man who is just like what you went through.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the cycle.
Yes. Yeah. And so that feeling that I felt when my mom left me there with my dad was the same feeling I felt when Eric left me 3 days before my wedding. And which was then the same exact feeling I felt when my daughter told me she was moving out. Mm-hmm. Those three, remember I told you, it felt like a breakup. Mm-hmm. I told Joanna and I couldn't stop crying about my daughter moving out, you know? And I was like, I feel like somebody's breaking up with me, like somebody's leaving me. But it's that same 7-year-old feeling, the same 22-year-old feeling, the same 36-year-old feeling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The most difficult part of the recovery process, what you're describing is stage 3 and 4, the shame and denial portion. And everybody has their own name for it, ego, you know, out of consciousness, you know, they're all the same thing. You know, the words I use are the adapted wounded child and the false persona. And so, you know, this is where my next book goes deeper on all of these things. You know, what you're describing is what we all go through, which I call the attachment authenticity bind that we're all placed into as a child. And in this next book, I talk, you know, I offer 2 questions. The first one is, when you were a child, did you ever feel sad, lonely, scared, or afraid at anything your parents did or said? And in that moment, could you have a conversation with them? Well, first of all, we've all felt that. Second of all, none of us could talk to our parents about, get in your room, I don't want to hear it, don't back talk me, whatever it may be. Well, do you see what that means? Right there, our parents have said, I don't have the emotional ability to sustain you and be present for you. And therefore, your authentic, because people don't realize our authenticity is not a cognitive process. It's an intuitive emotional process. When we are connected to our authentic self, we are connected intuitively and emotionally, not cognitively. Cognition just explains what's going on here. This is our authentic self. So in that moment, as a child, we must relinquish our authentic self, because we are a species that needs to attach to another human physically and emotionally to survive. And so, you know, I'm in the midst of writing that book, and I was like, you know, I describe, you know, parents doing that, and then I wrote a sentence like, you know, oh, I can hear you all. What, you just want to raise a bunch of snowflakes? I don't know about their feelings, right? Because that's the thing. Because we have this culture. Oh, don't, like, yes. There's such a negative concept about emotions. Yeah. Well, the reason everyone's so emotional is because we're so undereducated and underdeveloped emotionally, and so people do, you know. And so, but that's why what we keep doing is the answers in the nearly every answer in life is almost the exact opposite of what we've been taught. The reason everyone's so emotional is because we don't have any emotional mastery, which is what I teach. And I was like, okay, before you jump on that bandwagon of, you know, we're going to raise a bunch of snowflakes, question number two, as an adult, do you have any secrets from your parents? Anything you think, feel, anything you've done, any aspect of your life that you've kept secret from your parents? We all do. Well, do you see what that means? If you knew what I really thought, if you, Mom and Dad, knew what I really felt, if you knew what I really did, I have known my whole life, and I know as an adult, you'll reject me. You've rejected me since the day I became cognitively aware of your presence, and I know that. Talk about an avalanche of trauma. I know that you reject me. It's not okay to be me. It's not okay not to go to college, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And we know that.
Yeah.
And so you go to holiday dinners and you sit there, and that's why the holidays are the worst, because everyone says, oh my God, Mom's gonna do this. And well, why don't you say something? Well, I can't because of so-and-so. Well, and Dad will do that. Like, none of us can be authentic.
Yeah.
And we have to squash our authenticity so that we fit into the family system.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ego. That's the maladaptive, false persona, adapted, wounded child. And so that's why this is so difficult, because what we have to get into reality is, like I had to realize about myself, pardon me, but I'm so full of shit. Here, I thought I was an athlete. I thought I was all these things. I'm none of that. Well, if I'm not that, who am I? And what does that mean? I was in my late 30s, early 40s. Well, actually, when I figured it all out, when I put those final pieces together, I was in my late 40s. You mean for almost 50 years, I've been living a counterfeit life? How stupid am I? Right? Biggest trigger of all for me. I'm the dumbest person I know. I don't want to admit that I'm completely full of shit. I don't know who I am, what I want, nothing. No. Let's not go there. And that's why people don't, like, I already know that. That's why in the first chapter I said something to the effect of, most of you won't get through the first 1 to 3 chapters in here, because I know what's going to happen to you, because I had to live it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're first dealing with, is I don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really someone who likes tennis or doesn't like to eat or whatever your thing is. That's an overwhelming concept. Well, that's just half of it. Because the backdoor piece to that that people aren't conscious of is, do you see what else that means? Why did we create all of those egos?
To protect ourselves?
Yes. From whom?
From everyone.
From our parents.
Yeah.
We became these for what? To
our
get
parents.
To get attachment. So if I drop that,
who's gonna love me?
Amen.
Yeah.
I was never loved. Now I'm in truth to question number two. Oh my God, I never was loved the way I need. It's not true. They did love us. But the sensation is I never was loved. Mm-hmm. I don't want to admit that. And then now that I can kind of see, oh my God, I do all these things. I don't say anything at the table. I don't ever share my real feelings. I don't ask for what I need and want. I let them run all over me, all these things. Wait, if I stop doing that, they'll never talk to me. Then I have no parents. Screw you, Kenny. I'm not going to read the book. I don't like the way this makes me feel. It's making me see too much truth.
And the truth is scary.
The truth is scary.
It is. Because it confronts not only the false attachment to ourselves, but the false attachment to our parents. But that's why I try to include the stuff after that, is I have never seen, well, let me say it differently. Every person I've walked through on this journey to face all of that, every single one without fail, if they do the work, comes out the other side feeling immense connection to themselves and to their parents, even if their parents are dead and never played a part in it. It always works. And what do you have to do to get there? You got to go to the dark. All the things society and everyone says, it's even more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a complete gutting. Mm-hmm. Every aspect of your life, you got to look at, you know, like I would go on walks and I just go, okay, where am I full of, you know what? Yeah. Like my whole life is about waking up every day and going, okay, I'm so full of it. Where am I in denial and self? Where am I deceiving myself? Where am I lying to myself? That's the way out of it. And what happens is, as scary as it feels right now, I promise you, if you stay on that journey, it turns to the opposite. It's the most enjoyable experience ever. It's so peaceful and calm every time you see how full of you know what you are. Because, do you see? All that is me bringing this side of me back in. And so there's no false ego. It's now all of me. And that's... But it's not an easy journey.
It's not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.